The following episode of The Listening Room originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Wednesday, July 1st, 2026 at 10 a.m.
Do you have an event you would like to be announced on your community radio station, KGVM? Go to the website, kgvm.org, and fill out the public service announcement form.
From Carolina to Carolina, sick in the morning. See the town dutcher. Life at Agatha Christie in a trail way back from New Orleans. Who done it? Who carried you? From the churchyard to the liquor store, from the clothesline clean out the door. Life in Agatha Christie, in the trail way back from New Orleans. Who done it? Who carried you? Thelma Marie, three boys love Pearl and Jean, 59 to heaven. Through 37 years, oh Lord, who done it? Who carried you?
Good morning. This is The Listening Room. Thank you guys for tuning in. KGVM Bozeman. I'm really excited right now because we have another awesome guest this week. And this week, the guest is kind of extra special. He's probably the reason that I even did this show in the first place. So welcome, Tyler John Kraling.
Thanks, Lulu. Happy to be here.
Maybe talk into the mic a little bit more.
It's kind of far away from my face. Thanks, Lulu. Happy to be here.
Yeah, no problem. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Tyler. Where are you from?
I'm from the Northeast, by way of New York City and Vermont. But I've been out west for about 5 years now, and Bozeman for maybe three.
Yeah, and you kind of travel around, right?
I do a lot of driving.
You don't really stay in one place.
Not too long, no.
So how long have you been writing music for?
Since I was about 16 or 17. But that's a tough answer. When you look back on some of those songs, you can hardly call it writing.
And what made you, are you a full-time musician?
Yes, I am.
What made you want to? I know a lot of the answers to these questions, but this is for the listeners.
I see.
What made you want to do that full time?
I'm not good at other work or listening to a boss.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. And so you've just been out doing music full time around the country for, what did you say, like 3 years?
3 years. 3 years and change, yeah.
Kind of crazy. How has your music changed in that 3 years?
I would hope it's gotten better.
Better? Probably better stories?
Yes. It's kind of a closed loop cycle. The more you do it, the more stories you have to write about. So it's, you know, self-sustaining for sure.
Mm-hmm. I should probably touch on how Tyler and I know each other. Ty and I met about 6 years ago in the Northeast, and have just been good friends ever since. And he kind of opened my world up to the world of folk music and Americana, singer-songwriter stuff. And so all the people that I've had on so far are friends of Tyler's, and he's been honorably mentioned in pretty much every episode.
I've been meaning to ask you all to stop.
So this is the infamous Tyler. We're happy to have him on. Do you want to open up with maybe an older song?
An older song, huh?
I don't know. Maybe we could go through, and by the end, we'll play a newer song.
Yeah. Do you?
But play whatever you want, really.
Do you want to call one out by name, maybe? Or are you going to do all that?
No. I want you to play whatever you want right now.
I'll play the song that I first showed you when I was starting to do this. It's called White Feathers. Some man in your arm. And white feathers that I bought off some bird said he's flying south for summer to distinguish himself from the herd. Southbound together, we flew down to Mexico, and he tells me all his answers in some language I don't know. So goodbye, I told him. Kind of life just ain't for me. And he said, come now, son, I'll show you this language we all speak. And he said, we're running along your water, and I'm the rain that fills your cup. Somewhere along the way, that well can all dry up. And so I'll give you my white feathers, and they will keep you young and free. You won't grow old and you won't die if you have these. Northeast I wander, how I wound up on your porch. And I scattered my white feathers. Just one more favor for the road. And the time it flies by. But for you it will go slow, and you will live in spring forever. While I grow whiskers white as snow, and I'll see you running along your water, and I'm the rain that fills your cup. Somewhere along the way that well can all dry up. And so I'll give you my white feathers, and they will keep you young and free. You won't grow old and you won't die if you have these. And so I'll give you my white feathers, and they will keep you young and free. But as long as you have them, you won't die next to me.
Way to start us off on a really
happy note.
Yeah.
Happy to do it.
That's probably one of my all-time favorite songs in general, let alone of just Tyler's. That song's really incredible. When did you write that?
I think I wrote that 4 years ago, actually, at this point.
Really?
I feel like you know better than I do.
Almost. I do. Well, you wrote it in 2022.
Yeah.
Tyler first showed me that song, I bawled my eyes out, and then I actually witnessed him showing multiple people that song, and they all bawled their eyes out, and that song will just always kind of last the test of time, and just will always be a song that hits people in their soul, I think.
I hope so.
How do you feel like your new songs compare to a song like that?
I think they're better.
You think they're better? You don't think that's up there with one of your best?
Well, I think when you start writing songs, you are writing for big ideas more so than you are small instances. And I think better songs, I think it's kind of a country and folk music tradition to write for small instances, which aren't going to affect people necessarily as much right off the bat. But when you learn the song and listen to it a lot, I think it hits harder. So I think I'm getting better at doing small
instances.
Yeah,
you can really hone in on something and make a song out of it.
Cut the fat off a feeling. Yeah.
Hmm. When do you think you got that kind of figured out?
Well, I don't have it figured out. I just try a lot.
What's your writing process?
I just play all day, as you know.
Tyler and I live together.
Yes. And I'll write poetry on the side, try to combine it, but most of the time, when something's good, it just wants to come out.
That's kind of just, you don't like sit down and have a, if you're in a writer's block, like what do?
I do anything else.
Really? You don't write?
Well, I'll try not to. It's like beating a dead horse.
What songs have you been working on lately?
A good amount, actually.
Really?
I'll show you later.
Okay.
Later in the show, that is.
So I hear you're working on making a record, and you have like 4 years in plus of really good music. So how are you kind of honing in on what you want to put on that record?
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst, trying to figure that out.
Because you're saying your new stuff is better, but do you still want some of your old stuff on there?
Well, I think better is irrelevant when it comes to music.
I do too.
You know?
Yeah. Because I still think some of your old songs are just as good.
I think when I think better, maybe I'm technically better at doing it. It's not really the song's fault. And then also the new songs speak to where I'm at more.
Do you ever listen to feedback from the crowd and maybe they really take to a song that you don't care about, and then if they take to it, do you start to love it again or like it more?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all, yes. The feedback is everything.
Really?
I'm working very hard so that that's not the case, but.
Do you want to play a song that maybe you didn't like at first, but then the crowd really liked?
Are you getting at something here?
No. What's, I have no song in mind. I'm curious because I don't know what song that would be for you.
No, I didn't like at first, but maybe then the crowd liked.
I mean, you don't have to. But
I can't think of an example right now.
Okay, that's fine.
But sometimes it is. Sometimes it's the opposite very often, where you write something and you think that you just struck gold.
And then the crowd doesn't like it.
And then they're still just talking about what they're going to have for dinner while it's happening.
Like what?
All of them, actually.
All right. Going back to you being from New York, do you think that that has shaped your music at all? Is there a song? Well, I know you have a song about being from New York, the cheese, the new Central Talking Blues one. Mm-hmm. I botched the name of that.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Talking Central Booking Blues.
But do you feel like, because a lot of your songs kind of mirror the West or like a mountain landscape, in my opinion, do you feel like any of them have an edge of being from the city?
I think I do, so it comes out in the songs.
You do.
Was that a question or an answer?
Me saying you do? Yeah. An agreement.
An agreement, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can't really separate.
You don't think you can ever kind of get rid of that?
I can't shake it.
You can't shake it? What are some examples of how you still have the grit of the city in you?
I walk around with the tension of, like, the things that hold together the Brooklyn Bridge, basically. You know, I'm just, my shoulders are taut. And yeah, that's a New York City thing, I think.
Yeah, totally. I can see it. Mm-hmm. Did you grow up in Brooklyn?
I didn't know. That's the funny part, is that Loretta and I have known each other for, you know, many years now, and she still thinks I ever lived or...
No, I know I know the answer to these questions.
Well, I mean,
I know you grew up in Battery Park City.
Well, Manhattan and Queens, so...
Yeah, no, I know you didn't grow up in Brooklyn, but I was just kind of... like, people that are listening don't know you like I do.
True.
And good on them.
Brooklyn was just a random poll.
Well, because you said you are holding together the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, I see. But it's the Brooklyn Bridge connects Brooklyn to Manhattan.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah, but I was just trying to...
So I guess the tension of the things that hold together the Brooklyn Bridge on the Manhattan side of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Nice. All right, what are you going to play for us next?
I'm just going to get warmed up with Texas Rain.
Okay. I think that we need you to be a little bit louder.
Oh, yeah?
Just hold the mic closer to your...
You're going to hold it the whole time?
What?
You're going to hold it the whole time?
No, I just moved it.
All right, I'll play a little louder.
By now I've used up all your mercy. There's nothing left to do but run and pretend like I ain't thirsty, just out here in the middle of the flood. If we could come to some agreement, I could work my way back home without suffering any and all treatment to put this exile on hold. But I won't go sniffing at your tracks, the ones who chew through the chain you don't want back. I wrote you this letter, dear, and I drowned it in the Texas rain.
it just keeps resurfacing again. It just keeps resurfacing again. Well, I know them northern winds, they whisper. And do they tell you where I've been? Would you turn your head or listen to hear the awful shape I'm in? But I spoke west and something glistened. I looked east and saw no road. I walked by the body stiffened, because their feet don't touch the soil. Ah, but that's a sight I'd rather see than to wind up there myself eventually. But I built you this dream, my dear, and I forged it in Montana flame. It'll be right here when you wake. It'll be right here when you wake. No, I won't go sniffing at your tracks. Chewed through the chain, and I won't have you back. But I wrote you this letter, dear, and I drowned it in the Texas rain. And it just keeps resurfacing again. It just keeps resurfacing again. And it'll be right here when you wake.
Texas rain. Probably your best song.
You saying that because I said that once?
Yeah. Well, no, I think that everybody kind of thinks that, I mean, that song just, like, is unbelievable.
Oh, thank you. I just feel like I can live inside it the most often, which is why I said I think it's the best.
You do. And you're going down to Texas soon, right, to record that song?
Yeah, who knows how that's going to go.
Well, I mean, that's just a testament to the song. I feel like every time you play that song, people really jump out of their seats and want to talk to you about it or want to give you an offer about it.
Yeah, it might have been the context, too. There's a lady who runs a bar in Marfa, Texas. And I was singing it in her grungy little bar, you know, at 1 a.m. For 7 people. And I think she... It wasn't lost on her, you know?
Yeah. What was that song about?
I don't know. Come on now. I suppose... I don't really want to venture as to what the song's about. It doesn't matter as much as what people think it's about, you know?
So you wrote it in Texas or Montana?
I wrote it in between.
In between, actually.
Yeah.
And you spend your winters in Texas for how long?
It varies. This time it was, 3 months?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, just over 3 months. And then usually a month on the way down and then on the way back up.
And where do you go?
I'll play in between. I have a little route at this point, kind of play Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, Yeah, and then
do you find that any of those states are, like, when you get back into those states, you're like, oh, I can write now. Like,
yeah, oh, God.
Really? What ones?
New Mexico is such a vast and, like, barren in a good way. I mean, there's a lot. It's beautiful. There's just not that many people. It's baffling to me. I think that's one of the next states to get to start having bumper stickers like, go home, Californians, because it's so
gorgeous.
Keep New
Mexico, New Mexico again.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there's a lot of beautiful landscape there, and especially relative to West Texas. I mean, West Texas is beautiful, but the route I take is you're going through Amarillo and, well, like Lubbock, and I don't particularly feel inspired by that landscape. And then as you drive into New Mexico, the mountains start to sprout up again.
Mm-hmm. You can feel the border coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of reminds me of the first time I ever took you to Montana.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the story or should I?
You tell it, yeah.
Well, Ty was living in Boise, Idaho, which is a great place, but I really wanted to venture into more of a Montana landscape when I was visiting him a couple years ago, probably 3 years ago at this point. So I was like, you've never been to Montana, let's go to Montana. And he didn't understand why they called it Big Sky. And
I still don't.
No, that's not true.
Sky's just as big everywhere else.
You get it now. We were driving through northern Idaho, which is unbelievably beautiful on its own, but you're kind of like in the canyons there, and you don't feel like the vastness as much as when you get into Montana, and everything kind of opens up, and you have these really wide valleys and big mountain ranges that you can see from the valleys. And I remember you saying to me, I get it now. I get why they call it Big Sky, but he's just being
like
coy
for
the radio.
For Montana.
Yeah, yeah, I mean.
Oh, I get why they call it Big Sky.
Why do you keep coming back to Montana?
Oh, I love it here. It's beautiful. You're here.
Do you feel like it influences your writing?
Not particularly, no. I think the influence that being able to get out into it has on my mind is good for anybody and someone who's trying to reflect. But I don't necessarily, I'm not going to have any songs anytime soon, being like Bridger Baby or, you know.
Yeah. Do you feel like your soul is more connected to this landscape rather than where you grew up, like the Northeast?
Yeah, yeah, it is. Oh, well, I mean, the Northeast is beautiful. Like as far as Vermont, has a special place in my heart, but New York City doesn't necessarily anymore. Mm. It's like a New York City is like an ad for itself now, and I used to love to run around the streets.
Yeah. I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
I'm gonna tune real quick.
By the way, maybe Tyler's biggest fan next to me is my twin sister, and
shout out Bria.
She's listening right now, and like texting me every 5 seconds, and she's like, "He's so good. He's my favorite. This sounds so good." And you know, when I was like trying to move your mic, she's like, "He sounds fine."
Thank you for standing up for the mic and me, Bria. Bria is an amazing musician in her own right, songwriter.
She and, just learns all Tyler's songs.
Well, she also writes some of her own.
She does.
But not, I mean, what a big boost, and for such a insecure venture that I go on. I'm going down to have someone like Bria cover the songs. It means the world.
Well, I think that's what's cool about being your friend through your whole journey with music is that every time I see you play for people, I see you really inspire people. I mean, just last week he gave a girl a guitar. And
well, we don't have to.
I know, but the point is that you're always pushing people to be the best that they can be, and you really inspire people.
Only in music.
Yeah. Definitely, but we're getting there with the other things.
Yeah. Working on it too.
Okay.
Let me see. All right, I'll try a new one. All right. So bear with me here. Thank you.
This kind of patience ain't just waiting. It takes a faith I've never known. I gotta let you walk away some, all just to prove an open door. But I won't close it on you ever. Say you won't close it on me too. And I might just make the afternoon. I up and tried to kill your image. I worked you on throughout the night. I've been in tore and I burned and I pillaged, and in the morning you came out all right. If you could tell me how you do it, then you could paint me less a fool. I might just make the afternoon. Well, our songs are ringing in my head. If I could face you in your bed, I would swear never again. And you won't believe a word I've said. And I can't believe the words I've said. Go and take some cover, or just one of the many hands reaching out from the crowd of folks who just wonder how much more you can stand. And I won't take up arms against you, and I won't break until you're through. That's if I make the afternoon. Don't know if I can stand without you, or meet the man who lives alone. Amid the lust in all the women made of dust, well, there's no mistaking who was really home. But time is space and always moving. If it leaves us with a clue, we might just make the afternoon. And we might just make the afternoon. And we might just make the afternoon.
KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
KGVM thanks the Community Food Co-op for their support. Local, independent, and community-owned since 1979. For more information, go to bozo.coop.
Thank you guys for listening to The Listening Room on KGVM Bozeman. Loren here, interviewing Tyler John Kraling, my best friend. So happy you're here.
Me too.
That last song was really good. So that's a new one.
Yep.
I've heard some of it.
Yeah, over a year in. Yeah. You said you liked it, so I had to go and finish it.
I did like it. I do like it. It definitely makes me cry a little bit. as do a lot of your songs that you show me, and then I have to learn how to not cry at every show that you say, play them at.
It's just drinking martinis.
I don't know. Sometimes that makes it worse.
True. You're definitely not wine.
Sometimes you're showing me a song in like a really beautiful setting when we're camping or something. And when I see it on stage, I'm like, okay, now I have to look at it as a song and not like a book that was read to me in front of a mountain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so cool about being your friend, though. I get to hear it in those moments.
It makes me want to interview you. I want to ask you.
Do you have a question?
No. I'll make some up for the next time.
Okay. Why, like, who, did anyone sit you down and say, listen to these people and it'll change your life? Or did you just kind of get into this genre on your own?
No, I was isolated, self-isolated. This was about a year and a half into COVID, maybe just about a year into COVID. And I made a big move across the country to live in Sherman Oaks in California. And, I was just working a lot. I had a lot of time to explore some music and what was going on in my life. I think it was more, honestly, to give the algorithm some credit, it wasn't a human being necessarily who sat me down. It was
Spotify.
I was listening to maybe something I already liked, like Robert Lester Folsom. And then from that comes little trickles of the rest of that universe. And then it just comes down like, you know, like a storm.
Who do you think, like, struck you the most?
Well, Townes Van Zandt at that point. I remember hearing his voice just for the first time and being broken from that. Mm-hmm. And
because you were in a band before when I met you in Burlington. You were in a completely different genre.
Yeah, but it's kind of interesting because I started out listening when I was starting to play music. It was so I could play folk blues.
When?
When I was 15.
Okay, right, because you liked the Eric Clapton stuff.
The Clapton stuff, then you dig back further, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I liked Cream.
He loved first. Leonard Skinner.
I loved Skinner when I was a kid. Who doesn't? But
Ballad of Curtis Love.
Oh, God, such a good song. But and then as I started playing like blues and then blues rock, and then you just get angrier and angrier. You know?
Burlington's a good place for that.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're in a punk band.
So when I met Tyler, it was at a music festival, and his band had been invited. Well, it was like my friends threw it in the woods, and Tyler's band was invited to play. And so I met him. He was a lead singer and guitarist in a metal band, basically. Not metal, but like grunge rock.
Something like that, yeah.
Which is...
We don't know either.
So different. I couldn't... If you listened to a song from that band... You wouldn't recognize his voice, you know.
Well, hopefully not.
Just so different now.
It sounded awful.
And so you're saying around COVID is when you kind of went back into playing folk music, which is crazy, like 180. How did that feel?
Expressive. You know.
Like somebody who was like.
Community, you know. Yeah, I felt good. I felt less alone.
Like a permission to be.
Yeah. And then I didn't need to also hang out. Like, being in a band is like dating five people, you know? I didn't have to do all that.
I want to ask you what the first couple songs you wrote were, but you don't have to play those. But what was the first song you wrote that was like, okay, this is what I want to
I think it was pursuing? That White Feathers one that I played at the beginning. I don't often play that. I've been playing it more recently, but... kind of gave it up for a few years, but that one, because it wasn't the song itself, the product of it, it was just the way it happened, where it came out fully formed, and I thought, if I can get back and do that 200 more times in my life, maybe I can, you know, make a couple records.
3 years later. Four years later.
Oof.
You're making one. Well, you had something put out in 2024. Three.
Yeah, this one's a little more deliberate, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for it. Are you playing anywhere in town soon?
Yeah, I will be playing with my great buddy, Matt Heckler, tonight, who's going to be in town at Tune Up Bar. Tune Up bar.
Not to be bar. Confused with the tuna bar. Yeah.
From 6 to 8.
Okay, cool. I will be there. I might be working, but I will be there after. And everybody else should definitely go. And you play around this county quite a bit, right?
Yeah, I do.
Where else can we find you?
If there's a corner that is dimly lit in a bar that no one wants to peer at, that's probably...
I mean, outside the Hof.
I don't...
We can find you at the Hof.
You can find me
playing at the Hof.
Playing or not. True. I don't really know.
Okay, well, he plays at Norris Hot Springs quite a bit. Just look out for his name. He's kind of off the social media game. So just follow all your local venues and keep up to date on who they have. And we only have about 20 minutes, and I really want to hear you play more. My twin did request a song, but you don't have to play it.
What is it?
Ben But Left Behind.
Yeah, I can play that one.
Okay.
Anything for Bria? I have not been playing this very much, so excuse me, Bria. Perfect fit if I'm too busy stealing someone else's script to ever get to string three words long. It ain't a perfect night if I'm too caught up fighting someone else's fight to ever get to realize when I'm wrong. It's not a good time when I can't even picture who we were back then and try to measure ways in which we've changed. Well, some call it fear, but I call it pride, and it's something we both hold inside to keep ourselves from getting too deranged. But I knew you were up to something, which I'll figure out in time. But me, I'm doing nothing, just cleaning out the attic that is falling through my ceiling, exposing all the ashtrays that I filled up in my time, and all the things I've lit then left behind. All the things I've lit then left behind. They say once too many hundreds, not enough, but I think I'll have to call their bluff. Well, you seem to like me best after a few, and it all just might be worth the risk when I take my comforts in the fifth and someday make amends for things I'll do. And you remind me once I was straight-laced without a single drag, here chasing a healthy grip on one's compared to knees. When one swung out and I lost too quick, well, I swiftly made the longest list of all the ways I'll phrase my empty plea. But I'll never say I'm sorry. I thought it never crossed my mind.
and now you've just barely started to tell me you don't love this version of me. And now you say you hope that there someday I might find all the men I've been but left behind, all the men I've been but left behind. So many men I've been but left behind.
Thanks for sharing. That song is, that song always kind of strikes a chord with me because I remember when you sent it to me, you sent me that and Lone Architect at the same time. Mm. And I was so excited to get a video of you playing. And I remember I ran into my room and I closed the door and I like turned it up and you asked me what I thought of the lyrics and everything, and if it made sense, and I still have a notebook with all those lyrics.
Because you were deciphering, or?
Because I think at the time I wasn't as good as listening to music as I am now, and that's something that you've really showed me is how to.
Oh, you're the best at it now. I mean, you've always been an avid music listener, from what I know, but.
Yeah, but you definitely curated pretty much how I listen to music today.
Oh, well, you're off and running, you know, on your own.
But it's funny because I still have that. I'm like, I don't know what you mean by this. And you kind of broke it all down for me. And I remember talking to you about the song and you're like, ugh, never mind.
Yeah, well, I mean, it shouldn't require puzzles. A good song.
I was too literal back then.
No, it wasn't on you. It's the song's fault. You know, if you need to go and break it down, that's the song's fault. But I don't mind having slightly cryptic songs. You know, other people, it's harder to sell slightly cryptic songs than it is to sell songs that just say, I love you, you know.
Totally.
And you love me.
Yeah. Well, that song, I'll never not know what it means now. Because we had a whole hour-long session of what it meant. I really want to hear more, and we only have like 12 minutes. Can you play something
upbeat?
No. You can play whatever you want.
No, but I don't.
You want to play that one?
What were you going to request?
You want to play Poor Man's Gasoline?
What were you going to request?
I was going to say One Man Show, which is like not upbeat at all. But you can totally play Poor Man's Gasoline.
If someone's not doing well out there, we're not doing them any favors if I play One Man.
No, do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll play Poor Man's Gasoline.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, it's a little cute song, you know?
Might be the name of your new record.
A little cute song?
I hope so. No, Poor Man's Gasoline.
Living proof of the way glory has chance meeting with my fate. And she don't weep, but Lord, she moans. And she does it for me and me alone. And I don't keep her on my mind, 'cause I can have. After midnight and all through dawn, that world turns off and she turns on. And we don't see, but know it's real. trusting that's the only thing we feel. And when I think I'm losing steam, Lord, she's a poor man's gasoline. Diamond headlights, they pass through me and back to where I really ought be. A gift for she who waits alone and love me with the full force of a home. She never knows quite what I mean, and I say she's a poor man's gasoline. Living proof of the way glory has chance meeting with my fate.
What's that one? Lost my voice.
Whoa. It's all that Diet Pepsi.
I know. What's that one about?
I don't really know. Oh. It just came out. I think, you know, sometimes songs are not about something as much as they are just, you know, an extension of something.
Getting stuff out of your head.
That would be a gross oversimplification, Lorette. But yeah, pretty much, actually.
When did you write that one?
Recently. You know, was it about a month ago? 3 weeks.
Feels like you're always writing.
I try to be. But, you know, I go through phases of being less productive at it. Right now, for the last couple of weeks, I've been writing less.
What would you do if you didn't have that?
Buy stuff off the streets from shady characters on the corners. I don't know. I'd probably be insane. Maybe I'd be an astronaut. Who knows?
It just seems like your lifeline more so than just like something you do. You know.
That's certainly right. But I wonder if I would find something else. You know, I've always been, I would like to say I've been cool about things my whole life, but I've always been obsessed.
You say that about yourself?
I would like to say.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like to say.
Definitely not you.
Couldn't lie. No.
You're like the most uncool.
Not aloof. Unaloof. I don't think aloof is cool, too. Like, the Fonz is gone, you know.
Yeah, it's cool to care.
I like when people are passionate.
Yeah. Do you want to play one more?
How much time do we have?
7 minutes.
7 minutes.
So play one more and then we'll chat it out.
We'll talk them out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Don't look at me.
All right.
Well, just outside this campground, there's a porcupine. I've been running around, leaves and quills behind. Lighting a tower or two, and that's the kind of thing I find when I've been gone too long. Broke down on the wrong roads. Back to you. Well, I've been trying hard to keep you off my mind, even if it's 4 minutes at a time. Well, that's a win in my book, and that's the sad and awful truth. Yeah, I'll be singing old love songs, driving all the wrong roads back to you. If I could put together 2 and 2, I'd know it's time to switch from love songs on back to blues. Oh, cause some get caught and some get gone. I got off in San Antonio. It's a 20 for the hooker with the mismatched cowboy boots. Some things you do and don't tell mom, lying home, wrong rules, back to you. Mm-hmm. climbing trees that got no bark, chasing aftermarket hearts that need jump starts. Still looking back, wondering why wings lose. I guess my intuition ain't so strong, deciding on the wrong rules. Back to you. Late at night I've been playing cards, I even gambled with a case to this guitar. I had to steal it back and pour like the wind I flew. That's one town I won't be passing through, as I drive all the wrong roads back to you. If I could put together two and two, I'd know it's time to switch from folk songs. I'm back to blues, I got a pistol full of nickels, cause bullets ain't cheap. Wreaking havoc on the signs all over the street to one ricochet, and you can guess just where to. There's a hole in my windshield, your first clue, I've been driving all the wrong roads. Back to you. Well, it's gonna take me a minute for to get on my feet. There's no water in Texas and the drugs are cheap, and it's different shades of brown down there. That's what they call food. But I'll be running for too long, right back on the wrong roads. Back to you. I guess, mama, I've been gone too long, driving on the wrong roads. Back to you.
Does your mom like that one?
She doesn't know about that one.
Because you don't tell her things?
We talk. I tell her a lot of things. I think a healthy omission, you know, a healthy selection to omit is key to many relationships.
Mm-hmm. Some things you do and don't tell mom.
Some things you do and don't tell mom.
Yeah. Where'd you get that line from?
I was in, I just know you know, so it makes it awkward. But I was in Texas waiting on a friend at a bar, and these old guys were telling more stories. And,
it's a good story.
Yeah, I mean, I could overhear them literally saying, you know, people without legs walking around or missing limbs, babies crying. And then later on, while I was buying a beer, I was at the bar with one of the fellows, and I asked them what war they were talking about. And he said they were just talking about Austin in the 80s, which I was, you know, got FOMO very hard there. But one of the things that they said at the table was some things you do and don't tell mom.
And you're like, me too.
Yeah, I wanted to reach over and grab a chair and throw it next to him.
You should have.
Like, listen to this.
Well, we only have about a minute and a half left, so I just want to recap that this is the Listening Room on KGVM Bozeman. Thank you guys so much for listening. Tyler, thank you for being here so early in the morning.
Oh.
I know it's not easy for you to get up.
It was actually easy for me to get up to come hang out with you.
Oh.
You know? And you're doing so well at this. This is so obviously what you're one of the things that you're good at, you know?
Thanks. All thanks
proud
to
of
you.
Oh, come on.
And you can find Tyler tonight at the Tune-Up with Matt Heckler, who's amazing. Where's Matt from?
I don't know if I'd originally, but I know he lived in Kentucky for a long time. And
he's a troubadour.
He's a troubadour for sure. He's been most recently in Washington and Curlew.
Cool.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Good guy, too. And you'd be impressed if you came out.
6 to 8, right?
6 to 8.
And Tyler will be all around town in the state of Montana and the country, besides Northeast, anytime soon, playing his amazing songs. And Tyler's my favorite songwriter of all time, so I'm so glad that we had you on. And it won't be the last. You'll be here many more times, hopefully.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to make you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys so much.